You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Thursday, February 16th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, we're talking about how TikTok helped push the story of the Ohio train derailment into the mainstream, while also fueling misinformation and conspiracy theories. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. When a train carrying toxic chemicals derailed in a small town in eastern Ohio on February 3rd, reports soon appeared in national news outlets. They showed how a fire followed the wreck, with ominous dark smoke clouds billowing over the town of East Palestine. Officials evacuated the region and began what they called a controlled release of chemicals from the train cars. But the disaster, in a town of fewer than 5,000 people, didn't dominate mainstream news coverage. That changed after Nick Dromboski, an engineer and entrepreneur who had made a hobby of studying industrial accidents, gave a science lesson on TikTok. His video breaking down the chemicals found at the scene has been viewed nearly 500 million times as of today, and people have posted countless other videos about the derailment to the platform. "If I didn't come out and say something, I think that this could have been just swept under," says Dromboski, who has a personal connection to someone affected by the disaster in East Palestine who alerted him to the derailment. "The nature of TikTok is so unique that me, essentially on paper, just a guy in my home office reading what's going on, I was able to reach millions of people." TikTok is increasingly becoming a go-to news source. 10% of all adults say they get news from the app regularly. That figure jumps to 26% for adults under 30. Meanwhile, local news outlets have been financially decimated, creating coverage gaps. But the train derailment disaster has particularly resonated on social media. It comes as people are seeing lots of weird news about UFOs and spy balloons, potentially shaking confidence in the government even further. The circumstances of the derailment are particularly strange and uncannily mirror White Noise, a sci-fi movie released last year that follows a family living in the aftermath of a dangerous chemical leak in Ohio. After the wreck, there was a dearth of easily digestible detailed information. All of that propels a story on apps like TikTok. "It feels like an inflection point for this new news media ecosphere," says Paul Matsko, a research fellow in mass media studies at the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank. "This has always been happening. TikTok creators commenting on local news stories. What's interesting is we've got a feedback loop. The felt lack of reporting is commented on by TikTok creators, which then has led to more reporting by traditional media outlets." Through TikTok, people have been able to call for more information about the derailment, potentially leading major publications to devote more coverage than they would have. But the popularity has also led to alarmist posts and conspiracies. "It's been a perfect storm. Anecdotal reports of animals dying have unnerved people. Residents have reported feeling sick, even as the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, which infamously and errantly declared the air quality in Manhattan following the September 11, 2001 attacks safe, said that it hadn't detected chemicals that meet any levels of concern. A reporter was arrested at a press conference, sparking theories that there could be an active cover-up underway. Chinese media began covering the derailment, and the topic trended on China's Weibo social app as extended coverage of China's spy balloon saturated news coverage in the U.S. Some have suggested the U.S. media's massive focus on the Chinese spy balloon was a calculated misdirect, pulling attention away from the train derailment. This is kind of the ultimate event for driving conspiracy theories and various anti-government and anti-media sentiment, says Megan Conroy, a U.S. research fellow at the Atlantic Council, an international affairs think tank who has followed social media coverage of the derailment. There is a lack of clarity about what's happening on the ground in Ohio. While the EPA is monitoring air and water quality in East Palestine, some of the long-term health and environmental effects of the chemical burn and spill are still unknown. In fact, it wasn't until Sunday, 9 days after the derailment, that the EPA provided a full list of chemicals aboard the train, which was operated by Norfolk Southern Railway. Investigations are underway, and the results aren't immediately available. The situation has created what is called a data void, says Conroy. Unsatisfied with answers from the media and government, people look elsewhere for answers, and some step in to fill the gaps. It's typically people on the political right who are distrustful of the media and government who drive these types of conspiracy theories, but the train derailment is unique in that it has enthralled both sides. What we are seeing here are folks across the ideological spectrum taking guesses about why we're not getting much information, Conroy says. People have insisted there's a media blackout at play. Some, including U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar, a Minnesota Democrat, have taken to social media to slam the national news for failing to cover the disaster, despite several stories from the New York Times, CNN, and NPR all reporting on the derailment in the immediate aftermath. Then there's the decision to burn off one of the chemicals, vinyl chloride, a carcinogen, to avoid an explosion, which Ohio Governor Mike DeWine described as one of two bad options. The science around the chemical burn is foreign to many and alarming, but experts say the outraged response has gone too far. Several government agencies have reported that they have not found dangerous levels of chemicals in the air and water, yet doubt continues to make its way through social media. Some of the social media posts are not accurate or, at minimum, overblown. Daniel Westervelt, a research professor at Columbia University's Lamont-Doherty Earth Observatory who focuses on ocean and climate physics, says, like posts that have compared the toxic spill to the Chernobyl disaster. After reviewing Dromboski's viral video, Westervelt said a lot remains unknown about the derailment and suggested taking certain claims with a grain of salt when asked if the information presented was accurate. This was a controlled burn that was carefully timed to coincide with the ideal meteorological conditions to maximize the amount of ventilation of the gases and thereby minimize the health risk, Westervelt says in response to confusion about burning the chemicals, including vinyl chloride. While this course of action isn't perfectly ideal, it may have been the best available option, and there is no silver bullet. Sonia Lunder, a senior toxics policy advisor, found the information in Dromboski's viral video a reliable scientific explanation. Dromboski himself has noted that content is now outdated and encouraged people to share more recent updates. But other content, Lunder says, raises concerns by overstating the potential impact of the chemicals. There's this tension between calling people's attention to a problem by telling them it could affect them, and it's not in this case as accurate, Lunder says. It kind of dilutes attention from the places where these pollution hazards are bad. Dromboski says he already had around 80,000 TikTok followers before he started making videos about the derailment, and he knew how to make a compelling one. He is disappointed with how major news outlets covered the event and thinks the same sort of criticisms about bias and lack of expert credentials that follow TikTok creators plague mainstream media too. His coverage is opinionated and lays blame on the train operator, Norfolk Southern Railway. There's going to be crazy people on TikTok, but have you seen Newsmax? Have you seen Fox? It's so crazy that people are so quick to jump. Well, TikTok could be a little problematic. East Palestine residents face uncertainty in the wake of the chemical disaster, and it's not clear how long a small Ohio town can hold the attention of TikTok. But TikTok's ability to dictate the top news story is now undeniable. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, integrating large language models into search engines could mean a 5-fold increase in computing power and huge carbon emissions. checking in on wired security. Legal experts say a key law should already prevent brokers from collecting and selling data that's weaponized against vulnerable people. And Wired Science asks if the seeds of life rode to Earth inside an asteroid. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.